Each year, reenactors gather on Christmas Day to recreate George Washington's famous crossing of the Delaware River. Earlier this week, we learned that low water levels on the river threatened to shut down the holiday tradition. But the crossing is back on, thanks to help from an unlikely sight, as WHYY's Avi Wolfman-Arendt reports.
It was the night of Christmas, 1776. General George Washington and his depleted Continental Army needed some momentum, and they thought they'd get it by surprising a garrison stationed in Trenton, New Jersey. One problem: they needed to cross the icy and treacherous Delaware River.
The river didn't cooperate with General Washington, and it didn't cooperate with us this year.
Joseph Capone is the executive director of the Friends of Washington Crossing Historic Park, which stages the crossing reenactment attended by thousands every year. Usually, they use 45-foot Durham boats to stage the event.
The Durham boats were really the 18-wheeler of the 18th century.
And like a big rig, the Durhams need lots of space. This year, the river was too low to accommodate their weight. And that's when a park volunteer had an idea. He reached out to a friend, Nick Pagan, who has a few boats of his own.
They realized there wasn't enough water for their Durham boats, and ours should be able to do it.
Pagan runs a nonprofit called Philadelphia Waterborne, which teaches Philly middle and high school students how to build 12-foot rowboats. Pagan meets weekly with students at schools around the city, and together they use math, science, and woodworking to create their own vessels. Eventually, they get to test those skiffs on the Delaware River.
So it gets them really engaged in the project when they realize this is real.
And what could be realer than seeing your boat transport America's first president, or at least an actor playing America's first president?
And this is just, you know, the icing on the cake. To really see it saving George Washington's crossing, I think, is fantastic.
Reenactors have already done a couple of test runs with the new vessels. If you want to catch the real thing, head to Washington Crossing Historic Park around 1 p.m. Christmas Day. Avi Wolfman-Arendt, WHYY News.